This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business, and we're talking about chocolates because it's Friday. The global chocolate market is a $137 billion industry. The top chocolate producer is the US, surprise, surprise. The chocolate counts for over 60% of the entire confectionery industry. That's 21 billion of the US's entire confectionery industry. So grocery stores continue to be top sales channel for chocolates, followed by mass merchandise outlets, convenience stores, and e-commerce. Back home here in Malaysia, inspired by George Harrison of the Beatles, Harrison Chocolate started out in 2005 Malaysia as Coco Boutique by S.C. Tang. Taking the brand further are sisters Queenie and Waisy, who now own Harrison Boutique, Signature, and Chocolatier. Good morning, sisters.
Good morning.
All right. I want to know, is your father, Mr. S.C. Tang, still involved in the business?
He's pretty much enjoying himself. Okay. With the family now.
Okay.
And actually I prefer him more to be at home.
He's at home playing guitar.
Yes, he is.
Okay. So it's very interesting how I remember speaking to you when I met you last year. So where did you get the name Harrison? My father loves Harrison, George Harrison, hence Harrison. Now, take me to the beginning when your father started Coco Boutique, and what was his vision then?
He has been in the tourism industry all this while. He was one of the pioneer tour guide in Malaysia. So he always believed, tourism should be the one in Malaysia.
Right.
So and he wants every tourist to bring back a souvenir, something from Malaysia.
Right.
So of course it's chocolate.
Okay.
Right? And cocoa used to be, the second largest producer in the world.
Right, Malaysia.
So, yes, Malaysia was the second largest cocoa exporter in the world.
And we're not doing anything here.
Yeah. But of course, right now, Malaysia is still the fourth or fifth largest chocolate grinder, cocoa grinder in the world.
Right.
Yeah. Or second in Asia, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And first, I guess, will be Indonesia, right?
You mean exporter?
Yeah.
The cocoa grinder. Yeah.
But there's also South Africa, the largest in the world. Ivory Coast, Ghana, those are the largest exporter of cocoa beans.
Right.
Yeah.
So we export them, but we don't turn it into our own brand when we've got this produce here. I was just looking at your products as well, and how you've got this different origins from the different estates in Malaysia. We'll talk about that later. There's a lot to go through. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, your father was in the tour guide tourism industry, and he actually came out with the durian and chocolate combo.
Yes, he is fanatic about that. People think he's crazy, but the outcome proves that he made it work.
Right.
Everybody, the tourists, everybody love it. It's a product to go to.
Okay, and so he never trademarked that or IP that.
Huh? Oh, yeah, he did not.
Should have.
Who thought of pairing chocolate and durian together?
Right.
But yes, it's tested and proven.
Right.
Especially when we opened the tourism chocolate outlets, we have a few in KL, Penang, Gotong Jaya, and we receive good, of course,
feedback.
The feedback.
Yeah.
The Chinese tourists, they love this.
Right.
Yeah. So now, of course, Harrison, my sister Waisy, she's good at infusing Malaysian flavors into the chocolates.
Right.
So we have like tongkat ali,
curry,
yeah, chili.
Okay.
Simple ingredients.
All right.
But yet, you bring out the flavor.
Okay.
Malaysian.
Okay. So that's something that is, okay. Now let's go through your milestones, right? I know there's a lot of things that happened since 2005, right? You first opened in Pahang and Penang. Why did y'all decided to open then?
Well, it was a tourism spot previous then. Then, of course, after Pahang and Gotong Jaya, we we kind of centric everything in KL.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to, at our peak, we had 3 outlets in KL.
Mm.
We even, at one point, we ventured into Singapore.
Mm.
So after the outlets in tourism, we actually, in 2012, we opened up an F&B outlet in Pavilion KL.
Right.
So there's something that it's not familiar for us, but we tried out some a new division during the pandemic time.
Okay. What made you decide to do this during the pandemic?
Well, because back then, of course, pre-pandemic, we were very good in our tourism sales, right. But of course, during the pandemic, everything hits bottom.
Right.
So we want to diversify our portfolio, and just so it has there's a good timing for us. We want to try, but of course, we didn't know that 2.0, it got locked down again.
And, right.
But F&B, you know, for us, we really want to put our brand out there to the Malaysians to really, when they think about chocolate, they think about Harrison. So the easiest way to reach out to the local is to have an F&B outlet.
Okay.
So that's where we want to, you know, we actually featured a French chef to help us create a line of very fantastic, colorful pralines and also to infuse with Malaysian flavors to really feature Malaysian chocolate to the international market and also local.
Right. Okay. So this was then, of course, when your father decided to open in Pahang and Penang, he had a vision to actually have it in every state.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yes. That was his vision. We were thinking, you know, to have each of the state have one outlet. So every people who stop by every state, they have to buy something special from that state.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was then, and then you all opened a manufacturing plant in 2012, right? Is that for both the local and export market? If you do export, which countries?
Well, for the manufacturing part, we actually really want to focus for our own self outlet quality and quantity at that time. So initially, TSC was just manufacturing for the retail outlets only. So of course, during the pandemic, we don't have that outlet. So hence, we actually try to explore other markets to do OEM for other brands and also export market. So in last year, we actually exported to Thailand and Taiwan.
Okay.
So it was good feedback, but of course, it's a little bit slow right now.
Right.
But then again, our core is to also to venture out to other countries as well.
Okay, and why Thailand and Taiwan?
Basically, there are some customers inquire because for us, TSC, we are very good at pairing chocolates and also to fulfill what the customer needs. So when customer approaches, they have crazy ideas of items they want to promote. So TSC is one of the factory where we don't really emphasize much more on MOQ, minimum order quantity. We actually really want to support entrepreneurs or business owners to really start up. So that's our uniqueness.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's they can come up with their own variations, and you will help them in the manufacturing,
right.
And then they can actually, it's an OEM, but then could be the minimum order quantity, as you were saying, doesn't have to be a lot. So we'll talk a little bit about the consolidation in 2017 right after this. I'm here with Queenie and Wei Zee from Harrison. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Bring forth Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, it's Open for Business. I'm here with Queenie and Wei Zee from Harrison, and they're in the chocolate industry. You probably remember them when they first started as Coco Boutique, the Chocolate Gallery. This was 2005. And of course, you know, the Harrison chocolates. So that name change was in 2017.
Yeah. We consolidate everything into, rename it as Harrison
Chocolate. Okay. Why? Why did you guys do that?
We actually really want the locals to know us well, instead of just the tourists to know us as Coco Boutique and Chocolate Gallery.
Right.
We really want to set up a brand, and a brand represent Malaysia. So she put everything as Harrison.
Okay. When did you guys both joined the business, and did you have a choice?
It was a fun idea, you know, knowing it's chocolate and friends were actually, wow, chocolate, okay. You're lucky. It was a lot of ups and downs,
right.
Working with family, especially
okay.
like that. Yeah, but now, thinking back, you know, I really have to thank him, yeah, for really putting up with us, with our, you know, we are always going against something.
Right.
Yeah.
With our crazy ideas.
Yeah, with right. our crazy ideas. And then, but over the years, he has accepted.
Okay.
You know, and also because he's also a very modern.
Yeah.
Modern father, but sometimes traditional in a way, but right now we, you know, holding the fort now, we have no choice, but we still move on.
Right.
And then now we are really loving this job.
Mm.
Well, we don't treat it as a job, but it is
okay.
Yeah,
part of the family.
Okay. So you when did you join the business?
Oh, myself. I started in 2000, and I left my previous job come back.
Okay, what were you doing? Where were you?
I was in I was in a shopping industry.
Right, in Malaysia.
In Malaysia.
Okay, then joined your dad.
Yes.
And for you, when did you join? What were you doing?
Oh, she was called back.
Oh, you were summoned back.
Yeah. She was summoned back.
2012. So this is the 10th anniversary in this
right.
company.
But what were you doing?
I sell commodity.
Okay.
For an energy company.
Okay. So now what you're doing is not a commodity, right? I mean,
sort of. Cocoa commodity.
Cocoa is a commodity, and now you're, you know, putting value to it, right?
Right.
And so if we look at the products that you have, how many SKUs do you guys have at the moment?
Usually we don't count as a lot because we do crazy ideas but. Up to today, we are probably 210.
Wow.
It's a crazy idea for a manufacturer, but yeah.
But I guess, okay, so I guess from the 210, what has been popular?
There's a lot. Tiramisu, chocolates, durian. We mentioned a little bit about that. Chili, dark chili, coconut, and ruby chocolate.
Yes, which is my next question. What is ruby chocolate?
Ruby chocolate is the fourth type of chocolate after milk white dark.
Okay.
It sounds crazy, but yes.
Okay, after milk white dark, ruby comes from where?
From ruby cocoa. It's a patented technology by Barry Curly Bob.
Mm-hmm.
We are the first to launch in Southeast Asia back in 2017.
Right.
2018 maybe, yeah.
Okay, and that's sort of been well received by people?
People love it because of the color and the taste. Can you imagine? It's actually pink purple color.
Mm-hmm.
Not like our original milk white dark color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually berry taste.
Okay. Mm. So, okay, running this business, right? And then, of course, working with dad, and then, of course, you guys took over. What have been the main challenges in this business? Is it marketing? Is it manpower? Is it supply? What is it?
All of it.
Okay.
Well, we of course during the pandemic it's really tough for all of us because we start from ground zero again, but on the manufacturing part, like I mentioned earlier, we used to just supply solely to our own outlets. We are not known outside, so everything has to start fresh. So right now, everything we are slowly resuming our business back with all of the marketing coming up,
right.
Our sales channel, and our operations are back to normal slowly this year. So yeah, everything, manpower shortage and all.
Right. Who takes care of what in the business?
Mainly I'll take care of the retail marketing side. I'm very particular on the packagings of the chocolates.
Which I have to say is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Right? And it's like, it really makes a difference, right? I think this is one thing where we lack in Malaysia because packaging is key. And so, you know, kudos to you on that.
Thank you.
And you take care of the production.
Yes.
The
R&D.
Okay.
The production.
Okay. And you know, so I was talking about how you have your different chocolates from the different regions, right? So these are, you know, like single origin from what, Alostar. How do you work with these people? You've been working with them for a long time.
Mm-hmm. We right now only featured two regions, which is okay. Pahang and Malacca.
Okay.
So we work with Ning. Yep.
Uh-huh.
With Ning, Farmer Ning, Farmer Ting, and Wilford. To feature, right now we have Malacca is Alok Gaja.
Yes.
Pahang, we have Hulu Selangor. We have Titi Wangsa. And also
Rao. Okay. So these are areas there.
Yes, areas there, and, okay. and all of the crops, it's harvest, the pots are all harvested there.
Okay, of course, Farmer Ning, I know, he's been
passionate.
Very passionate about these structures, and I know, I think what happens here is also he supports the Orang Asli.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, a very good cause, that's why we, Harrison, well, we are a retailer, so we really want to put this out there to people to know, you know, what such a good product in Malaysia. You know, when we think about chocolate, we think about Belgium and all. But actually, Malaysia, we do have very good chocolate variety.
Yeah. I mean, we're very good flavors, fine flavors especially.
Yes.
We have gotten a lot of awards, international awards actually. So, Lembaga Coco is also doing a very good job.
Oh, there's a Lembaga. Okay, Lembaga Coco.
Yeah, Coco Board Malaysia.
The Coco Board.
Yeah.
Right.
They are actually helping up this. But we are all trying our best to bring Malaysian cocoa back on the map.
Yeah.
Like how we used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Chocolate tourism, you call it.
We during the pre-pandemic, we have... it's like a whole experiential center, chocolate experiential center where, you know, tourists comes in, you know, they get to see, they smell, they touch, they hear, and, you know, they get to taste the chocolates.
Right. So what's the difference between, you know, Harrison, there's Chocolatier, Boutique, and Signature? So Boutique is the...
Boutique and Signature, they are quite similar, just that they target different kind of a tourist segment.
Okay.
Chocolatier is way, way different. Chocolatier, it's positioned as a premium cafe in Pavilion KL. That is actually much more featured to not only on the product itself, we have an F&B segment where... most of our drinks are actually not from cocoa powder, from chocolate. So we melt the chocolate, we mix with milk.
Right.
So really to present out the original flavor.
So Boutique and Signature, you're saying, are they are different market segments, meaning?
We used to segmentize our segment in terms of the tourist markets, such as Chinese.
Who are not here yet.
Who are not here yet. Yes.
Soon.
The India market. So we try to segmentize them depending on what kind of
flavors they like.
Yes. Right, okay.
We understand their taste buds now.
So the Chinese like it, everything with durian?
Everything dark chocolates.
Dark chocolates.
Okay.
India market, they like something sweet, which is milk and white
chocolate. So I guess that makes me very Chinese because I like my dark chocolate as well. But I love the ruby as well. I've tried that. Okay. Are there plans to license or franchise your business?
Yes, it's in the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to bring the brand out.
Okay.
Even in Malaysia.
Right.
Yeah, we welcome if there's anybody who's interested to work with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is, you know, the channels of distribution you were saying, right? Can people buy your products online yet?
You can buy through Grab,
okay.
Foodpanda and all, but not yet on our website. Mm-hmm. We are working on that.
Also akan datang.
Yeah, akan datang.
Also akan datang, just like the Chinese tourists, right? And then are you seeing the tourists coming back already?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. We used to have India coming in and then South African and the Southeast Asia crowd.
Yeah, we opened back our tourism outlet in Jalan Ampang.
Okay.
At the Malaysian Tourism Centre, Matic.
Right.
So it's open now.
Okay.
We welcome anyone. There's also a chocolate workshop. We do have chocolate workshops for
where you learn how to make chocolate.
Yep.
Yes, and you make chocolates, make your own chocolates.
Okay, the whole experience.
Yay.
Okay, I've got Lily here from the team. eyes wide open. Okay, now I know it's World Chocolate Day on July 7th.
Yes.
What will you guys be up to?
We will be launching our very first in Southeast Asia or Asia cacao juice.
Are you guys just, you guys came up with it?
No.
Okay.
It's from Barry Kalibop, our very supportive supplier or vendor. Mm. They came up with the product, but this idea of it is to let customer or consumers to really understand how chocolate being chocolate, but where does it come from?
Right. And the juice comes from which part? The seed.
The fruit.
The fruit.
The fruit. So once you open the cacao fruit,
yes,
you see the seeds.
Yes.
Or better known as the beans, the cocoa beans. Mm-hmm. So it's encapsulated by the fresh white pulp.
Yes.
So when you squeeze, it's like any other fruit.
Oh.
When you squeeze the white pulp, you get the cacao fruit juice.
Okay.
Very precious. Yeah.
So so otherwise they would normally just be waste.
We used to collect the beans and all with the pulp to go through ferment and roast. That's where chocolate evolved. The beginning.
We need to tell people that this is way before chocolate.
Right.
You know, before chocolate, before cocoa.
Yeah.
This is the one.
Okay.
How it tastes like. Original mix. And it's also a natural sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, you can sweeten your chocolate with this cacao juice.
So when you say you're launching this on World Chocolate Day, I guess people go to the chocolatier,
yes,
they can try it,
yes,
and all your various outlets are going to try it as well. So it'll be available if people want the whole experience of having your hot chocolate and your meals.
Right. And we are going to start our distribution of this cacao juice soon, also in Q4.
Okay, in Q4. Oh, production. Okay, so, and that's the plan for this year, but I guess, you know, you guys have taken over this business from Dad. What's your vision now, taking it forward?
We really want people to think of, when they think about chocolate, they think about us, Harrison.
Okay.
And when they want to know more about chocolate, they come to the Ting sisters.
Okay. Okay. So that's it. Anything to add? The other thing?
I always want to thank everyone on board with us.
Right.
Yes, during pandemic, some have left us. Mm. Also stay on with us. We're very, very grateful.
Right.
Yeah, especially staffs who, they are very multitasking now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and also our suppliers.
Right.
We will never forget.
Right. Because that was a tough period, right?
I mean, it was very, very tough.
Import, export, what have you, supplies and all that.
Yeah.
So, well, glad to see you guys around and for many more years ahead. I've been speaking to Queenie and Wei Zi, the Tang sisters from Harrison Chocolate. And of course, you've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Fia Liu, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.